Palestinian leaders have approved the nomination of Ahmed Correa as their new prime minister, replacing Mahmoud Abbas, who resigned over the weekend. Correa, Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament, was one of the architects of the Oslo Peace Accord between Israel and the Palestinians. So far, Correa has not said whether he will accept the position. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Ahmed Correa today said he wants American and European guarantees of support for peacemaking before he accepts the post of prime minister.
I want to see what's the position of all the parties who are concerned about the peace process, what they want from the Palestinian. I want the Israeli, what they want, what they will offer. I want to see the American, what kind of guarantees, what kind of support they will give. I want to see Europe, what kind of guarantees and support they will give. I'm not ready to go for a failure. I want to see whether it is possible or not.
Israeli officials have not reacted to Correa's nomination, except to say they will not accept any government headed by Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat or someone who does Arafat's bidding. Israeli security officials said they doubt Correa will be willing to dismantle militant groups such as Hamas, a key Israeli demand. Correa has clashed with Arafat in the past, especially over demands by the Palestinian parliament to give the prime minister more powers. After one shouting match with Arafat earlier this year, the 65-year-old Correa was rushed to the hospital with chest pains. He quickly recovered, but he has had several heart attacks. The disarray within the Palestinian government has dealt a further blow to the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace, which was already in tatters. Dory Gold, an advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, says the derailing of the roadmap is Arafat's fault.
The blame, in fact, the entire blame for the current crisis that has been created, lies at the doorstep of Yasser Arafat, who refused to let Mahmoud Abbas rule as a prime minister.
In fact, neither side has fulfilled its commitments under the plan. The Palestinians have not cracked down on Islamist militants, and Israel has not frozen settlement expansion or dismantled most of the illegal settlement outposts. Yesterday, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was quoted by an Israeli newspaper as saying Hamas leaders are marked for death. A day earlier, Israel dropped a 550-pound bomb on an apartment building where Israeli officials said a group of Hamas leaders were meeting. 15 people, among them Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, were wounded. Hamas has vowed to avenge that attack, and Israel is on high alert. Overnight, Israeli helicopter gunships attacked what Israel said was a Hamas arsenal in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli security official said a helicopter fired a single missile at the building, setting off a chain of explosions. Palestinian officials said 9 people were wounded. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.